al hapiko. No, bal hapiko rels vihoikol. So Mishnah explains now, ezel ikol, what's the mum of ikol? Means this, kol shahu, well, some of this, kol shemakiv pasoysov, viyena kuvoysov noishko zuluzu. Meaning to say, Rashi says, somebody wants to like, lie down and put his legs together. That is, pasoysov, his like heels are touching one another, but his knees cannot touch one another. Meaning to say, his like, knees are bolted outwards. They stick out. They're like bulged out. They don't come in. So that's also called the mum. It's called Ein Shav Dazara Shalaron. If he can't get his knees like to touch one another. That's the mum of Ikol. Now, a pika. What's the mum of about pika? Pika means Yoitza Migudoloi. It means something is growing out from his goido, from his thumb. If he has a blita, like a round ball of meat is sticking out from his thumb, that's also called Ein Shav Dazara Shalaron. That's also psul. Now, what's going to be Akevoi Yoitze Liachuruf? His heel goes towards the back, meaning to say, like when the leg comes down to meet his legs, his heels are the bottom of the sole. So usually the main part of your foot goes in front, and the heel is just a drop there. But here, like the leg comes down right smack in the middle, and the heel is very sticking out, just like it's sticking out in front, sticking out in the back. So that's cool. That. Akeva, his like heel, is Yoitse Le'achuruf, sticks out in the back a lot also. That's also called the mum. It's Ein Shav Zara Shalaron. What's going to be Parasoysov Rechova Kishalavos? Let's see also his heel, the sole of him, like the flat part of his leg, is like round. Parasoysov, like the hooves of it, like Shekaf Ragloi, is round, like a goose. It's not like a normal person, it's long and not so wide. But for him, it's more or less like round. That's also a mum. That's called etz parseisav rechover kishel avos, or else etz poisav mukovay zuazu. His toes lie one on top of another, whether by the hand or whether by his feet. That's also a mum. It's in the shov bazar shalaron. The toes lie mukovas lie one on top of another. Oy kolutois ala perik, or else let's say the toes are like stuck together. Add the peric until the bottom joint, so then kosher. Since though both from the joint downwards they're split, that's still kosher. But mashma, if it will be closed even further down than the bottom joint, then they'll be possible. Now lematim in haperik, let's say it's closed even from the bottom of the joint. But v'chasochoy, later you cut it open there, then now lamaita toes are like separate, that's kosher. Even though you had to cut it, but as long as lamaita the toes are separate, so from the peric, like from the joint, knuckles downwards, and achnami, then it's kosher. Hoisaba yisera, let's say an extra finger he had, v'chasochai, and you cut it off. So it depends. Im yesh, but if the finger had a bone to it, so then posel, even though you cut it off, still it's called a posel, then it's shav bazar shalaron. But v'im lav, let's say the bone did not have, the extra finger did not have a bone to it, then kosher, then remain kosher. Now, Yosef biyodav uveraglav. Let's say the person had an extra finger by both his hands and his feet. That means sheish v'sheish esrim v'yarba. I mean, this kohen had mamish 24 toes. He had 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. So now maybe it's not called a mum. When is it a mum? If he has regular 5-5-5, just by one of them it's 6. But if all 4 are 6, maybe it's better. So it's not like this. Rabbi Yudimash really says yes, it's kosher. By him it's called normal, like every one of them has 6, it's kosher. The Chacham Pais Mecham say no, Lamais, it's not normal. Normal is to have only 5 fingers, and he has 6, that's a psul. Ha-sholet b'shtayot, let's say a kohen that could work with both hands. So the Tanakam holds it, so Rebbe Pais, Rebbe said that's possible. So pshat is by a kohen like this, he has to be a righty, not a lefty. A kohen that's a lefty, he's possible to do the avodah. His ain't a shav b'zal shalaron. Now let's say he could do with both hands. So Rebbe says it's possible because the svar is, why does he do with his left hand? Because his right hand became a little bit weak. Therefore, he has power with his left hand. So true, now they're both equal. But it started out that the right hand became weak. Therefore, it's a pasulus. The chol machshir, the chom said no, it's kosher. The chom hold no, it's not the pshat, the right became weak. But the pshat could be the left became strong. So the right stays the same way. The right is still kosher. It's only the left also got strong. Therefore, chom say it's kosher. Now the Mosel Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The Pasuk says, Sheva Regel. If you have mamish by the foot, that's broken. A broken foot, that's a mum. So, ainli yelashav regla. I only know where the foot really broke. Minan, how do we know to say the rabbi is even hakishon v'igol? Like it says in the Mishnah, where echveis the knees bang together or the ankles bang together. V'hakilvain. That Rashi says kilban haino pika yaitzis migodloi means with the thumb has an extra growth on it. How do we know these are also psul? Tamlem, the pasuk says oishev a regel anoy is marbi, even other things also. Not only mamish where it's broken, even if it's not broken, also abnormal is also called a psul. The word oishev. Now Tana went like this: bal hakifon or bal hapikon v'hashayfna. These are also mumim. The Omra Bechia Bar Abba Omra Yechnon Bal HaPikon. What does it mean to say Bal HaPikon? That means Kshiyesh Loi Kisos Harbi. Kisos, they didn't say around its ankle usually. There are like things sticking out. There's a lot of projections, a lot of growth there by its ankle. That's called a mum. And Shufna means Shein Loi Kisos Kalika. There's nothing sticking out at all. But it's normal that by the ankles a little bit of the bone sticks out. So if there's nothing sticking out, that's also a mum. And if too much is sticking out there, that's also called a mum. Now, pika means yoytze migodloi, means you have a growth coming out from your thumb. The yakeva yoytze lachuruf, that means the heel sticks out too far in the back. Omer Reb Loza says it means to say, shuka yoytze b'yemtze raglis, like the thigh, your leg is coming straight down the middle of your foot. Usually the bone comes down at the end part of the foot, and we know it extends in the front of the foot, not in the back. But here where your foot extends both in the front and the back, that's called the paslus and the shava bezara shel Aaron, that he's not supposed to do the avoidah. He's over in Yisra Asay, then he would not passel the avoidah. Then it says, pasleisa v'chayvus kishalavus, that he has like flat feet, that they're wide and round like a goose. Omer HaPapa, loy teim, don't say the treifa, that they're fat. V'loy sedika, and they're not slit either. Like two psulim, that the leg is very fat, round on the bottom, and also there's no slits there, cuts there, like you don't see the fingers. You don't need both. El around the kiva and the treif, as long as it's fat and round, I forgot the sticker. Even though the toes stick out, like you see five toes there, still it's called a paslus. Then that's boisov makovei zu agavzu, that his fingers are lying one on top of another. Oi kalutos, or else that there's no fingers altogether, the skin is together. Tana Rabbanan, one like this. The pasuk says sheva yad. We have a broken leg. So ainle, I only know el sheva yad. We have a broken leg mamish. It's boyus makovis. Yeah. Sheva yad, right? A broken hand, right? It's ainle el sheva yad with a broken hand. It's boyus because I know the fingers are lying one on top of another. Oy kolutois lamalam in a perik, or else in the case where they were kolut. Which should be here, Lamala Rashi says means Lamata min aperik. Where v'chotchon, that it's also possible. That means if the skin, like the skin, was stuck together, even below the knuckle, and even though you cut it, still it's possible. But the Gemara Ivam, we said before, no kosher. That even though it's stuck together, but if you slit it, if you cut it, it's kosher. Ela rather means like this, v'loy chotchon, if you do not cut it open. So it comes out now that the fingers are like growing together, even below the knuckle. Minan, how do we know to say there's a psul here? Talmud Levin, the pasuk says, oi shevayad, the word oi is marba, these things also. So before we had to marba other things, because it's marba all these things, anything that's abnormal with the kayin. Hoi seboy yisei revachot, let's say he had an extra finger growing, and he cut it off. So it says, im yesh boy yetzim, if there was a bone growing in it, then posel, v'yim lav kosha. Omer rabba bar bachona, omer rabbi yechanon, v'hu shenis tateres agabi hayad, it's only talking about with this, like sixth finger was in the same row as the other fingers. Then we say that if it had a bone there, that makes it for paslus. That's a paslus. But if the finger grew someplace down, not in the same line as the other fingers, it wouldn't become paslus. Tana Rabbanan, the blood loss like this. Yeseira sheish poetzim. That we say if an extra finger makes it a paslus, where it has a bone in the finger. But v'yein lo tziporin, it has no nails. So at still the locher is metama b'maga v'masa metama b'yoyel. It has a locher of an aver min ames. If the body person dies and you just have this one finger that had an etzim to it, it's called an aver. The locher of an aver min ames is metama b'yoyel. Even though there's not a kezayis basar, As long as there's a drop of bone and a drop of meat there, that gives it a shame aver, it's matam v'yoyl. And v'yoylo l'minyin kufchafei, also that that we say when you have rove bones of the body, it's matamiyu, rove vorim, like we know there's romachi vorim, so kufchafei is rove, so when you have rove, it's also matamiyu. This extra finger goes into the minyan. Omer Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechanon, uv'nisferes al gaf hayad, when do we say that this finger is called like an eva by itself, and it'll have tumas oil by itself? That's only if when it was on the body, it was in the same row as the other fingers. Then it has a shame eva to it. And therefore it's called eva minameis, that's matama b'yoyim. Omer Rav Chizda, dov is there this thing, Rabbeinu HaGadol Omer, Rabbeinu HaGadol said over, and amokim yir b'yozoi, like Hashem should open mouth, that yiseris shies po'etzem, if you have an extra finger, and it has a bone, v'yein lo tziporin, and it had no nail to it, see, he learned like this, he learned that metama v'magva masa, if you would touch it or carry it, you would become tamei, but v'yein metama v'yoyil, but it has no tumas oil, not like we learned before, we learned it has tumas oil. He learns, no, it's not called the good aver, so it does not have tumas oil on it. Omer Rabba V'chon, Omer B'yechanon, he's talking about uvishena nisferos lagavayad. The churhim means to say where this extra finger was not on the same row as the other fingers. So therefore, it doesn't have a shame eva by itself. Since it's not called an eva by itself, that's why it's not metama b'yoyel. So the Mor still says, Omer Rav Yochanan said, also divrem kedivre nevius. Like what you said over is like a novi. Rashi explains, just like a novi has a right to say things, he doesn't have to explain it. So you also, you're saying things and you're not explaining it well. There's of course still a kasha on you. Manushalay, what's going on here? E Averhu, if you consider this extra finger. So true, it's not growing on the same row as the other fingers, growing below it or higher, whatever it is. But so Manushalay, if you say because of that it's still called an Averim, then Biyoyo Namatame. That even though it's by itself in an oil, it should also have Tumas oil. That's locha. An Averim in a mace has Tumas oil. The lav Averhu, if you do not want to call it an Averim, if so, b'magavamasa namalam lelatam, it shouldn't have tumas magavamas either. It's not an averim, so it should have to have done a kazayas min ames. You don't have the kazayas min ames, it should not be a tome, even if you touch it. So what's your halacha? So on this, Omer Rav Huna, bar manuach, mishmei de Rav Acha, brei de Rav Iko, mishum etzem kisar nagabo, the pshat is true, it's not an averim. But I call upon him going out that this extra finger had a bone inside it. So the halacha of an etzem, from a mace, and a loch of an etzem in a mace, even though it's a small size like a barley, it has tumas maga, not tumas oil, you only have tumas maga or masa. So that's why it says if you would touch or carry this extra finger when it came off the mace, so you would become tummy with maga or masa, but not with oil, because it doesn't have a shein aver on it. But I call upon him, it's not worse than any bone of a mace, that if you touch it or carry it, you become tummy. That's one teretz. That really the pshat is since ain nisferis, it's not called an aver, and maybe the bone is not called the bone either. So really, you should not become tummy altogether. But gzeirah midrabbanan otu nisferis. If they'll say you're not tummy, they'll think who adin a finger that was on the same row as the other fingers. Also, you're not tummy, and there mamash is an aver. So therefore, they made gzeirah if you just touch or carry this extra finger that grew not on the same row, you tell me. For the Mori Hoki, if that's the Gzeirah, then Shainan Nisperas B'yoyal Namat Tamei. Then even though it wasn't grown on the same row, but the Gzeirah of the Rabbanan should have been, it's just like the regular row, it should have Tumas Oil also. Like, why do you say it only has Tumas Magan Mas and not Tumas Oil? Why not? So Mori says, yes, I'll tell you, Ovdu Rabbanan Hakero Ki Hechad Lo Lisrafu Alayot Truma V'Kodeshim. Since it's only Tumim with the Rabbanan, it's only Gzeirah Dikalocha. Like really we're going now, since it doesn't grow on the same row of the other fingers, it's not called an aver, it's not called an etzem. It's only as exerim midrabbanan. So Rabbanan wants to make a chiluk, you should know clearly it's only midrabbanan. And therefore they said it's only tamei b'magav amaso and not b'yoyim. Tanan Hossi learned over there also Mishnah Oilis that roiv binyonov, for roiv minyonov shomeis, if you have the roiv binyon, means the roiv bones that make up the height of the mace, or else the number, you have the majority of numbers of the bones together, even though it's not a roiv, a quarter of a calf, still metamim, it has a tumas oil. Again, just the bone by itself doesn't have tumas oil, but that's the law, because if you have roiv ha-calf of bones, that makes a tumas oil. Another chiddush is if you have the majority of the height or the majority of number of bones, that also gives a tumas oil. Now, Tanur Rabbanan learned like this: Eizeyah roi binyone. What's called the majority of the height of the mace? If you have shnei shukaim, is two shuks, is two thighs, like v'yerech, and also the hips there, yerech echa, the one hip, that's the roiv height of the body. Hayo b'roiv goiva abegadol. So that's called the roiv of the height by a tall person. So that's enough to make a tumas oil. Eizeh roiv minyone. What's called the majority of the number of bones? Kuf chafei 125. Because we know there's rimach evorim 248. So 125 is the majority. Oh, Malay Ravina Larovo, Tonim Minyon Oslashmino, what's his chiddush here? He just wants to tell us the number, we could count ourselves. Like everybody knows there's Rimach, so a majority of Rimach of 248 is 125. What's the chiddush here? So Mora says, yes, Hokamashmalon Kidatan, like we learned, that Chosar Shein Boyela Mosayim. Let's see if a body that only has 200 Avarim, it's missing a few. Or else, V'yeser, you have a body that has more than 248. Sheshba Mesayim Mishmoinim, it has 248. 280 it has. I mean, Sheshba Mesayim Mishmoinim has more than 248. So the Chiddush is, Sheshba Mesayim Mishmoinim V'yechod, that Kulam Oilam Leminyu Kuf Chafei. And the Pshat is, Zilbos Ruba D'Incha, that's the Chiddush, we go bust the majority of the people. The majority of the people have 248 Avarim. Therefore, you always need 125. Even though you have more, you have less, we don't go boss to this private person. That's the chiddush, we go boss to rove people. Rove people, the number of their avarim is 248. Therefore, if you have 125, that's the majority. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Maisa b'talmid of Rabbi Shmuel. There's once a mice with the talmid of Rabbi Shmuel that shashol kol zoyna achas shenetchai v'sreifu l'melech. Once happened, the king gave judgment to a zayna that she has a chiv misa. And the king did, he gave a sreif, he burnt her. He cooked her up in a pot. That's the way they killed the zayna. So these now Tamidim of Rabbi Shmuel took the body of the zayna and they cut it up to try and measure to count, to see if they can count up to 248 Avarim. So Botku, they checked her out. They found that this lady, she had 252. Four more. Some of them, they said back to him, so he asked the kasha, we know there's only 248. How come we found 252? So they answered back and told to them, Omalehem, Shema Bisha Badaktem, listen, you must have checked out by a lady. Shehoisef lo akosef shnei tzir mishnei delosses. Like a marshal, Nisha has two hinges and two doors, meaning her womb, which she gives birth like, that has more avarim. So that we say 248, that's by a man. But by a lady, in Echnaimah, they have 252. Tani will learn this. Reb Lezer Oimer, Kishen Shetzirim Lebay, just like a house has hinges. Shino Kach Tzirim Lish, the same woman Benish also has like hinges. Shneimah the pasuk says, Vatichra Batelid Kinef Cholat Tzireom. She lied down to give birth and turned over like her hinges there. Mash min the body, those two avarim are called like hinges. Reb Yeshua Oimer, Kishen Shetzirim Lebay, just like a house has doors. Kach the losses Lisha, Anish also like a moshul has a door there by her womb. Shneimah the pasuk says, "Ki lo yisogar dalfi bitni," wasn't closed up the door of a betin. Mashma is called the delis betin. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, "Kishem shemavtech lebayit," same way a house has a key. Kach mavtech lishi shino anish also like a key there. Shneimah the pasuk says, "Vayiftech asrachma," Hashem opened up her rechem by sarva. So here's the question of Kiva. Currently, less Rabbi Kiva, kasha the talmid Rabbi Shmuel. Like if so, they should have found 253. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's another Ava, this key-like. So Mara says, Dilma Adi Dezutra, since it's a very small Ava, it's Muche Metamach, like since the king cooked her up, so maybe that melted away, that Ava. So it wouldn't be a kasher in Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rav, Rav says, Shino, V'kulon Ein Metamach B'yoyl. All of these are not Metamach B'yoyl. Shneim the Apostolic says, there's these extra Avorim that you have by Nisha, if it would come in an oil, it wouldn't have too much oil on it. Why? Shneim the Apostolic says, Zois ha'tayru odom ki yomis b'yoyil. Meaning to say, dover ha'shov l'chol odom. Only a worm that you find by a man has tumas oil. That if you take out even one aver and put it into the room, it's matam everything in the room. But not the special four worm that you only find by Nisha, four or five. Omulei abaya. or vish lekes, they're no like tzirim, no like hinges by a man. I have a ksir, the pasuk says, tzirayim achroni. Kitzira yoda, tzirei basa. So Marian says, so it says here by a man, so Marian says, no, tzirei basa. All I meant to say was, it's like basa, it's a piece of meat there, but not that there's a bone, it's not really called an aver. But the Maraiva, another pasuk says, Adoni b'mara nefcha tzirei, also by men it turned over its tzirei, mashma, they're all like tzirim, hinges there. Again, the Gemara says, no, hachinami tzirei basa, it just means there's like a fat piece of meat there, but it's not called an aver, it doesn't have a bone to it. And hachinami mistav, this is the svar also. Dila, temach, you're not going to say like this, mosayim v'yaboyim u'shmoyno, hechim ishkakas lo, how do you find this number of 248? Loi bish, loi bisha. They're telling about by a man, he also has tzirei, so he should have then 250. So where's this famous number of 248? And the Maya must be when the Pasuk says there are two like tzirim, two hinges by the man, it doesn't really mean Vateris and Eivor with a bone, it only means Vateris Basa. Therefore, there's only 248 Eivor. Then it says right in the Mishnah that Yeser Biyodav Aragla, an extra finger in the feet or on the hands. Om Rav Yitzchak.